Lovey the Bull's family, whose wonderful name was Take Heart, meandered about in open nature on a splendidly colorful summer meadow. In Lovey's family, there were many young bulls that played and frolicked with one another in high spirits. But now and then they also grew thoughtful and wondered what meaning their animal life might have. Today, Lovey the Bull took a closer look at the abundant variety of flowers before his eyes, greeting them in his thoughts, and slowly meandered toward the stately linden tree. Lovey listened into the whole life of nature and sensed a great silence and a great peace. While observing all this, all of a sudden it seemed to him as if the flowers, the grasses and trees were talking to each other. When he returned to his family Take Heart, visitors had arrived. Many acquaintances, friends and relatives had come and were asking, "How are things going? Anything new?" And then Lovey the Bull could think of nothing better than to tell them about his latest discoveries, that he believed that the whole of nature speaks among themselves, all the flowers, all the grasses and trees, and also the stones. The other animals weren't particularly impressed by this. They laughed and mocked. "Ha ha ha! How can anyone believe in such a thing?" Lovey tried to explain.
"But we have our language, so why shouldn't the other creatures talk to each other?"
The young bulls and some calves looked at him curiously. "What do you mean by that?" they asked. Lovey the Bull said,
"This is what happens in me. When I feel affection and love for you, then I understand you. But when I'm annoyed with you, then I can't understand you properly when you say something to me, because my angry thoughts are much too loud in me and I don't have an ear for anything else."
Father Bull was outraged.
"What sort of child have I fathered? Bulls will be bulls. They are meant to be courageous and aggressive and not peaceful and loving. I wasn't like that, and my sons must become like I am. A bull is a bull."
Lovey the Bull withdrew and reflected on this. He was distressed that his bull father, as well as most of his relatives and acquaintances, now kept their distance from him.
"It's easy to make fun of others, especially when one is in the majority,"
thought Lovey.
"But if I now withdraw, offended, or try to pay them back in the same way, then nothing will get better. That way, I won't help myself or them. I want to respect and tolerate each of my fellow creatures, even if he's totally different than me."
Father Bull was unhappy about his son, but Lovey the Bull stood firm.
"If you want to be aggressive, I won't stop you from that, but I want to do things differently. You are so aggressive only because you're not truly happy,"
he said. All the cattle stood there astonished and knew no answers. The young bulls came to Lovey the Bull, and his youngest brother had 1,000 questions. "You, Lovey, what actually is it that makes us happy?" Lovey answered,
"I don't yet know it exactly. I, too, am only just trying everything out and experiencing it myself, so I can't tell you about it. But there's one thing I do know. One needs to have respect for all other creatures."
Suddenly, a dragonfly rested on his big nose. He wanted to shake it off, but all of a sudden he heard a soft, tiny voice that he thought he understood. "Hello, Bull Lovey. You want to be happy? What you have sensed is right. One can only become happy when one loves everything and tries to make others happy. So you need to learn to love. And that also means all those life forms that don't love you, for example, the horseflies that bite you. You don't need to love their sting, but their heart. For only with the heart can one love, and only from the heart can one be happy." Lovey the Bull answered,
"But how can I love the horseflies that bite me?"
"You don't have to love the manner that they have adopted by living in this rough, coarse, and harsh world, but their heart that is given to them by the Creator Spirit. Lovey the Bull pricked up his ears.
A creator spirit? Who is that?
It is the spirit in everything that we see with our eyes and can touch with our body. What you see, for instance, my body, is the material form, the outer form. It is the shell of that which the creator spirit is, and what our true nature is, that is, our inner being. Lovey the Bull stood there quietly and thought things over. The young bulls came to Lovey again and again to ask him questions about life and how to become happy. But the older bulls did not like this. Nor did the father of the family take heart. In his younger years, he had been a champion in the bull rings that people have. He told about this and boasted and enjoyed the admiration of his children.
You have to become heroes. That is your life, for the bull is a fighter.
Now Lovey, his son, began to speak.
Father, you've always come back from the bullfight in one piece, but the bull who enters the fight never really knows whether he will be the winner or the loser. I think that this kind of fighting does not correspond to our nature. It has been invented by people. It shows neither strength nor any kind of heroism. It shows only the cruelty which is directed against life.
The young bulls were confused. Some of the young bulls decided for their teacher Lovey the Bull and set out to learn the language of life. Others, however, wanted to become heroes, that is, to test themselves against the Toreador. It was not long before men came with a truck. The young bulls realized that nothing good was coming from these men, and no good thoughts reached them from the men. Quietly, they moved a bit to the side. The men wanted to catch a young bull. Karambo, Lovey's brother, was determined to prove his courage, his bravery, his self-control and power, and leaped into the truck all on his own. He had always been an obedient son. He took leave of his family in the firm belief that he would return as a hero. Karambo now went to the school run by men who prepared him for the bullfight. But what he had to go through there was terrible. They beat and whipped him, stabbed him with sharp objects. They screamed and irritated him in order to provoke him and bring out all his aggressions. When he felt the whip, he asked himself,
"Is this the meaning of my life as a bull?"
He felt into his inner being and said to himself,
"This may be for humans, but it is not me. I don't want to stay here."
He spoke to the great spirit inside him.
"I want to gradually come to believe what my big brother Lovey, the bull, teaches. If you understand me, then you will help me to escape from this captivity."
Soon after that, the animal keeper came along. He was angry and scolded because he was in the middle of a quarrel with another keeper. The keeper slammed the prison door shut with a loud bang, but he didn't lock it because in his thoughts he was totally somewhere else. Karambo didn't waste any time. He sprang toward the door, which opened at once, and then he started running. He ran and ran and ran and had nothing else in mind but the beautiful, bright, colorful flower meadow, his family and friends. A few days later he arrived, totally exhausted, to his family. Everyone cheered and greeted him as a hero, because when they saw him unharmed, they thought he had won in the bullring, just like his father once had. They surrounded him and urged him, saying, "Tell us, how was it?" But Karambo, whose knees were almost giving out, tiredly shook his head and said,
"I'm so glad that I'm with you again, but I don't want to tell you anything now. I only want to sleep and recover."
And so Karambo slept for a whole day, for he had been running for his life. After he had slept long and well, he got himself some food and drink. Then he told about his terrible experiences in the city with the people. After Karambo told his story, many of the young bulls quickly agreed.
If things are like you told us, then we can easily do without heroism, fame, and glory. With the help of our big brother, Lovey the Bull, we would rather practice giving our animal life the right meaning.
In the evenings, when the sun disappeared behind the hills, all of them gathered round the stately linden tree and listened into the many-voiced life of the day, which now was retiring to rest. They heard the stillness of the night moving across the plain and embraced the peace of the Creator Spirit and were happy.
It's wonderful that we can live our true life now in peace,
said the youngest member of the family Take Heart.
It's true that no one has become a great hero, but we've won.
All the bulls, cows, young bulls and calves nodded and said, which means as much as, yes, that's how it is, and that's how we should be.